Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You save all that up in the cup.
Uh-huh.
And then when it all sort of set, you do some toast and you spread it on top of the toast, salt all over it, and eat it.
So you eat leftover grease?
Yeah.
On toast and some
salt? Used to as a kid, I wouldn't do it now.
Is it like poor people's food or what?
Because I suppose it probably originated from there, where it was a waste. It would have been a waste product that you could eat.
Well, how come you didn't use it like the Mexicans did and fry eggs and stuff in it?
Well, we could do, but we're too busy eating it.
That's funny. Yeah, because...
That's just what we did as a kid. We never thought about it being fat. It was dripping. It was different.
Dripping?
Dripping.
Oh, I'm... You want some dripping in...
Dripping on... Yeah, so tonight instead of KFC, we're going to get some dripping on toast.
And you know my husband would eat it.
He would. It actually tastes really nice.
And you don't heat it up or anything? It just like...
No. Well, if you put it on toast, it sort of melts. It's instead of butter.
So it's, flavoured.
Yeah, it's like meat-flavoured butter, really. Sure it is.
Meat-flavoured grease.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Well, what else have you used for that? Brawn.
What's brawn?
Like meat. It's almost like all the leftover meat that just gets solidified in jelly and pressed together. My dad used to eat that.
Like head cheese?
Anything like that. My dad used to eat that.
No, that's gross.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, you compress it into... it's like all the...
Yeah.
Nothing.
The normal one would be cheese and crackers.
Mm-hmm.
Just something like that. Or cheese on cheese and toast, maybe. If you're feeling really hungry. I mean, we don't do that now. We never have done. We've recently been married. Just what we did when we were kids. That's what my mum and dad did, so that's what you did.
I had quesadillas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You forget. Cultural difference.
Yeah.
I had quesadillas and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah, I do like peanut butter and strawberry jam. Which is
the same marmalade thing. Sandwiches. Paddington Bear. Yeah. And you know what? I totally forgot about Paddington Bear.
Oh, no.
I really did. I forgot until they mentioned his cute little name. And,
yes.
You know.
Please look after his bear.
Yes, Paddington Bear. I forgot. What else did I forget? I learned a lot that night.
You were very good that night, I thought. You knew a lot.
Even when I snarled at Sam.
It was just a work of art.
I looked him dead in the eye, I did.
Yeah, check what you put in that relish.
What? In the chutney?
Yeah, in the chutney.
Is this free or do I have to pay for it?
Wow.
Where are we?
Home.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Oh, I totally forgot. I was looking, going, okay, I don't see it.
It's still there.
He took me some dark alley somewhere. Oh my God, help me.
So if you walk down that road all the way to the end and then turn right, you come out of the bottom.
Of the glen.
Yeah.
Oh. Thank you. That was a marvellous little...
That's quite nice, isn't it?
Yes, it was. I'm still not quite awake, but okay.
Oh, you're more awake than you were.
Yeah, because I was about to pass out. Could you tell?
Yes. That glazed look.
Yeah, I did have that glazed look. I was like, oh my God, I'm tired. How nice.
Yeah, most of those places we've been to. There's a few we haven't. Oh, that's our Gun Tartan. Because Gun is a Scottish name, and that is our clan saying, if not peace, then war. That's what it says.
Interesting.
And then the other place we went to, Chicago, Ireland, Ghent, which is Belgium, Boston, Washington, Paris, Brussels, Rome.
There's another Rome.
Roma, yeah. Versailles. Palace of Versailles in France, Edinburgh, Bruges.
What's Bruges?
Which is in Belgium.
Oh.
Very pretty little place. Antwerp, which is Belgium. Saint-Tropez, which is south of France, where the rich people live.
So we'll do that next time that I come.
If you want to go, yeah. We'll go.
And now that I got my passport, yeah. I need to use it.
That's right, yeah. It'll work,
won't it? Yes, it would. Old man? No. What you watching?
Their version of the military channel.
Oh, how intense. How droll. I went up to the Glen and I went up to the Abbey.
You went to the Abbey?
Yes.
I see, what was that?
Milk that was left outside on the counter and some biscuits that was left in a plate on the table.
I see.
You're all right. The water got in your
head. It's the Italian coming through.
The Abbey, I think, is maybe the oldest building on the island.